So I just wanted us to consider for a few moments, what if? What if? You know, the Bible reads that God created man in His image. However, it has been said that men said, let us make gods in our own image. So men created gods after their own human failings and weaknesses. They created male and female gods and mean and cruel gods. They created gods that didn't condemn anything and gods that had no hell in which to punish evil. They created fickle gods who could be blamed if anything went wrong. They created gods that changed with popular opinion. In short, they created gods that were not God and then said they were. So have you created God in your image? Or perhaps in the image of someone else in your life? You know, the Bible speaks of God as our Heavenly Father. And sometimes because of that, some people picture God, but they picture Him as their earthly father, for example. And maybe their earthly father was not a good father. But God is our Heavenly Father, but He's not like our human fathers. But you know, there are some people who just can't get over. They say, well, my father left me. He abandoned a family when I was young. And so I can't trust God, because if God's a father and fathers abandon their families. Or other people might say, well, I never even knew my father. So how can I have a relationship with God? And other people might say, well, my father abused me and I know God's just trying, with all these rules He's got, He's just trying to abuse me. He's going to beat me if I'm bad. And so they have this fear of God because they had a fear of their earthly father. Well, my father never provided for his family. Why should I think God's going to provide for me if He's a father? I can't expect that. Well, my father cheated on my mother. And so how can I trust God to be a faithful father to me if my earthly father wasn't faithful to his wife? How can I expect God to be faithful to the church in those times? You see, so many times, without realizing it even, we may be creating God in an earthly image, in a human image. We put our feelings and thoughts about some other person in our lives and put that on God. If we create God in the image of our fleshly fathers or anyone else, we're doing it backwards, aren't we? That's not the way that it's supposed to be. You know, no one says to a son, you know, your father looks a lot like you. They say to the father, your son looks a lot like you. And so we don't compare God to, well, this is what God's like because this is what people, and He created people, these people are just, this is what God's like because these are His people. No, that's not the way that works. God is not like His creation, but His creation should be like Him. And so we need to work toward that. But as we think about what if God really was like human beings? What if He really was like us? Where would we be? What if God wouldn't take the time to bless us today because we couldn't take the time to thank Him yesterday? What if He was fickle like that? What if God decided to stop leading us tomorrow because we didn't follow Him today? What if we never saw another flower bloom because we grumbled when God sent the rain? What if God didn't walk with us today because we failed to recognize it as His day? What if God took away the Bible tomorrow because we failed to read it today? What if God took away His message because we failed to listen to His messengers? What if the door of the church was closed because we didn't open the door of our heart? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to love and care for others? What if God wouldn't hear us today because we wouldn't listen to Him yesterday? What if God answered our prayers the way we answer His calls for service? What if God met our needs the way we give Him our lives? What if God kept His promises to us the way we keep His commandments for us? What if? What if God responded to us in the way we deserve? Where would we be? It would be a miserable situation, to say the least. The fact of the matter is, if we get right down to it, if God responded to us the way that we deserve, why, we wouldn't be here. Adam and Eve would have died in the garden. When they ate of that fruit, that would have been the end of the human race. They would have had to start all over again. Or even Barnett, maybe he could be forgiving a couple times, but when it got down to the days of Noah, well, he would have just wiped out the whole world. There would have been no ark. There would have been no Noah who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He would have been sick and tired of forgiving people by then. And we could go on down. And in each of our lives, James tells us that temptation, lust, comes up in our hearts. We're drawn away by our own lust and enticed, and we're tempted. And then when that lust grows up, it gives birth to sin. And then that sin grows up and gives birth to death. If God treated us the way we deserved, we'd be dead. He would have struck us dead by now for the sins that we've committed, for the times where we've gone against Him and rebelled against Him and disobeyed Him. We would have been struck dead long ago. If God was like us, the fact of the matter is there wouldn't need to be a heaven because nobody'd be able to make it there. But fortunately for us, God's not like that. Psalm 103 verses 8 through 13 says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those that fear Him." Mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. It's interesting that the psalmist says, as far as the east is from the west. Now, if he said, as far as the north is from the south, you know north and south meet. If you're at the equator, you take one step north, you're north. You take a couple steps back south, you're south. North and south run right smack into each other. And in fact, if you go north far enough, you go around the North Pole and go back down and you'll be going south before you know it. North and south. But he said east and west. And you know, you can keep going east, and you can keep going east, and you can go all the way around the world back to where you started, and you can keep going east. When you think about east and west, they go forever. And he says, that's how far away from us He's taken our sins and He's thrown them away that far away, so far away they can never come in contact with us again. It's amazing. You know, Matthew 7, Jesus talks about it, also in Luke 11, Jesus talks about human fathers and how human fathers do. He says, you know, a good father. Obviously, there are some bad fathers out there, but a good father, if his son asks him for a piece of bread, is he going to give him a rock? No, he's going to give him a piece of bread. If he asks him for a fish, is he going to give him a snake? Well, no. If he asks him for an egg, is he going to give him a scorpion? Well, of course not. He says, look, you're not even righteous. You're evil people. He says, if you're evil people and you still are good enough fathers that you wouldn't do those things, how much better is God than you are? He's not going to be like that. But as we're considering what if, we want to close with this thought. I was almost your person today, Lord. Then I thought what it would have been like if Jesus had done the same thing. What if God had almost revealed Himself in Jesus Christ? What if Christ were almost born and almost lived and almost died? What if He had said, ask and it will almost be given to you. Seek and you'll almost find. Knock and it will almost be opened to you. What if He had said, come to me all you who labor and are heavy laden and I will almost give you rest? And what if Jesus had told His disciples, whoever would save his life will lose it, and whosoever loses his life for my sake will almost find it? My almost Christianity took on a much different light. I realized how many times I'd played the game of being one of Jesus' almost disciples. I recalled how many times I had prayed almost believing that He would answer, and walked through my days as if He were almost risen. It's not a question of theology. It was a question of lifestyle. Whether or not I had a lifestyle that could match what I said I believed, whether or not I could walk my talk. What if? What if God responded to us the way we respond to Him? If you're here this time and you've been practicing that almost Christianity, you haven't gone all the way, just almost given Him your life, you may need to change that right away. There's no better time than the present to quit almost doing the right thing and start actually doing the right thing. If you need to respond to God's invitation at this time, please do so as we stand and sing.